Dairy farmer Mark Crave of Waterloo urged the committee not to approve further cuts to the university system. He says grants from the university's Ag Extension program has made it possible for him and other farmers to start cheese factories on their farms that generate more revenue and help grow the state economy.
What I hope you would do is not pull the rug out from under the feet of the future economy of the state by hurting the education, not just of undergraduates, but through extension programs that are intact and doing a very nice job already throughout the state.
Dane County Board Member Bill Sulkin seconded that sentiment. He told the committee that UW Extension Services generate $3 in revenue for every dollar spent. He urged the committee not to approve a $4 million cut in extension services that would affect a long list of programs.
We will cut programs in dairy, row crops, fertilizer certification, tractor safety, nutrition for children and families at risk, support for the horticultural industry, environmental training, nutrition services for the newest Americans, 4-H, that'll be popular. From a business perspective, I do not see the wisdom in cutting support for programs in agriculture and nutrition for children.
Sulkin says the solution is not to cut the budget, but to provide incentives to local governments to consolidate services. There was also testimony against some of the political items in the state budget that could have a financial impact. A Madison area volunteer for Planned Parenthood, Philip Wisely, argued against a budget provision that would cut state funding to family planning organizations that include information on abortions in their counseling services. He said if enacted, it would actually reduce the amount of federal funds available for prenatal health care in the state.
Efforts to dismantle this program will cost women access to these important health care services and could result in the state's loss of $13 million in federal grants if it fails to maintain its current family planning programming.
The Democrats on the Senate Budget Committee didn't have much encouragement for budget cut opponents. Democrat Bob Jouk says there's no political will to raise taxes to solve the problem. But fellow Democrat John Erpenbeck says the current crisis could lead to an effort next year to roll back some exemptions in sales and property taxes.
Short term, hopefully we'll get this together, but long term during the next budget process, hopefully everybody will sit down. And we'll look at everything and change the way we do things, hopefully for the better in the state.
Senator Bob Jouk optimistically predicted that a budget bill may be ready for a conference committee vote by the end of next week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.